You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, we've got a bad case of the incredible shrinking layoff. Last night, before I did the broadcast, it was reported on the Communist News Network, CNN, that Boeing was getting ready to lay off 48,000 workers. After the broadcast, I went up to check the news a couple of hours later before I went to bed, and they had a spokesperson from Boeing Corporation on CNN, and he said, quote, "We regret that we have to lay off 38,000 personnel in the coming weeks," end quote. This morning, I read a Reuters dispatch. Reuters is a wire service, a news service. I read a Reuters dispatch that claims that Boeing is now getting ready to lay off 20,000 workers. So the spin mechanism and the control has begun. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, I called Boeing today and I wormed it out of them. Over the next few weeks, actually 2 or 3 months, they're going to lay off 48,000 persons, exactly as they said, as they first reported on CNN last night before the broadcast. I also found out that that's not all. You see, they have to stop production on a lot of aircraft, which means they are canceling contracts. Do you know what that means? That means that a lot of other people that are not included in this 48,000 are going to be out of work. People who work for small companies or other corporations that manufacture and furnish parts for these airplanes that Boeing is assembling. They're called contract jobs. And those are going to be eliminated also. Ah, this is incredible. And you should have seen my email this morning. I got some most vicious email all saying that I'm wrong, there's not going to be any layoffs, and the economy is wonderful, and it doesn't matter what happens in Asia, it's not going to affect us, and I'm a Looney Tune. I got some really nasty, nasty ones, too, that I couldn't even begin to even read the first two words over the air. How terrible these people are going to feel when they find out that I'm not wrong at all. In fact, it's already begun. Apparently, they don't look at the news. And, well, maybe a lot of people don't look at the news anymore. And I, you know, tell you the truth, I can't say that I would blame them. Because the news is very discouraging these days. There's, it's just scandal and dirt and catastrophe and murder and everything right after another. And so if I didn't have to look at it because of what I do, I probably wouldn't be listening to it either. So that's where that lies. Tonight, folks, get out your pen and paper. I'm going to take you on another little ride here. And you're going to hear some astounding things. So make sure you're taking notes. And after a while, we'll open the phones and take your calls. So don't go away. Make sure that you use this time. This is one reason why I do it. Another reason is to get you in the frame of mind for whatever comes next, or to lend a thread, musical thread, to whatever the topic is on the broadcast. So use this time to get your pen and paper and get comfortable and get you something to drink, whatever it is that you like. For instance, I'm having some of Annie's fantastic jasmine tea with pure unprocessed honey in it. That's the kind that still has the wax and the little funny looking things and the sometimes undigested pollen from the bees. Oh, is that good?
Now you said Sally, and I said Sue, and we're gonna rock the way all our dudes. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come
on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is
I like it like that.
Come on.
I like it like that.
Now the last time I was down there, I lost my shoes. They had some cat shouting the food. The people were yelling out for more, and all they were saying was, "Go, man, go, come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place,
I like it like that.
Come on."
The average doctor has a malignant, dumb belief that you can get everything you need from your four food groups. Of course, we know that's impossible. You can't get everything you need from your four food groups. Plants, grains, vegetables, fruits, and nuts can make and do make vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin Bs, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin D, vitamin K. But plants cannot make minerals, and so it's worse than a crapshoot. If you think you can get everything you need from your four food groups, you're throwing away 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years of your life unnecessarily. That's why doctors live to be 58 to 62 on the average, depending on whose research you look at. And so just simply by supplementing with all 90 essential nutrients, making sure you take in those 60 essential minerals, you will guarantee an extra 20, 30, 40 years to your life. Let's go back to our callers here. Let's go to Randy in Normal, Illinois. Hello, Randy. You're on the air.
Hello, Doc. I just wanted to say I appreciate your radio program and
all that you're
doing.
Thank you.
It's really helped us.
What's up with Randy?
Okay, my family has a history of heart disease.
Okay.
Do you think it does any good to take an aspirin every day?
Okay, that's a great question, Randy, because people ask me that all the time, and doctors tell people to take aspirin all the time to prevent blood clots. You have to appreciate that cardiovascular disease is not a single disease. It's actually a complex of many different diseases. For instance, varicose veins, spider veins, and aneurysms are related. They're actually due to a breakdown of the elastic fibers in veins and arteries as a result of a copper deficiency. When you get arteriosclerosis, you get hardening of the arteries. It's actually due to a magnesium deficiency. You get what's called malignant calcification. You get calcification of the small and medium-sized arteries, such as the coronary artery, the middle cerebral artery, and the basal artery of the brain. The renal artery is another one that's about the same size. Also, the carotid arteries of the head. And this is due to a magnesium deficiency. And when you have blood clots, this can be due to a deficiency of the essential fatty acids, the omega-3s, and the aspirin is actually supposed to take the place of the omega-3s in preventing this blood clotting. And so my way of looking at it is, Randy, to take all 90 essential nutrients. I keep harping on that. It's so important to maintain and repair our bodies. Taking all 90 essential nutrients, which would include the essential fatty acids, the omega-3s, and that will prevent the stickiness of your platelets and prevent the blood clots that your doctor may have suggested taking the aspirin for. Remember, taking the aspirin is not going to prevent arteriosclerosis, is not going to prevent aneurysms, and it certainly won't prevent what's called cardiomyopathy heart disease, which is really the only true disease of the heart and muscle, and that is caused by a deficiency of the trace mineral selenium. So I would say that vitamins and minerals and essential fatty acids are even much more important than aspirin.
Great.
Okay, what kind of work do you do, Randy?
Well, I work in a steel factory.
Mm-hmm. And, so you get plenty of exercise.
Yes.
Okay, you don't have to worry about that part. Do you take any kind of fluid? I mean, you must sweat when you work in a steel factory.
I drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I really recommend you try taking one of these mineral and electrolyte supplements and drinking that instead of water, because when you sweat, you're sweating out the selenium, the magnesium, and the copper that you really need to prevent heart and vascular disease. And so you do want to replace it when you have a job where you sweat a lot. That's very important.
Okay.
Okay?
And what is there any particular product?
Well, just generally, I keep going back to that pig arthritis formula because it's convenient and it's economical. It gives you 87 of the 90 essential nutrients. You add to it the flaxseed oil capsules, three of those with each meal. That's going to give you the essential fatty acids. And you can give up taking the aspirin.
So I can water that down and just drink that through the day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, great.
Have a great one, and then keep in touch, Randy. Give us a call every once in a while. Let us know how you're doing.
All right, I will. Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye. Bye-bye, Randy. Okay, let's come back with Bob. Bob from Flint, Michigan. Hello.
Hi, Doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
I have similar problems to the last caller. My cholesterol is high. It's been high for several years. I'm 54 years old, and I don't feel bad, but the doctor this year, in the last physical, has put me on medication, and I'd like to do it naturally if I could.
Sure. Well, do you know how high your cholesterol was?
It's around, it's been for 10 years, probably 270, 280.
Okay, well, that's not too scary to me. The normal range for human beings is 220 to 270, and you're right at the upper end of normal. And that's about where Eskimos range. They range from about 250 to 300, and they're legendary for not getting cardiovascular disease. And above the Arctic Circle, 98% of the Eskimo diet is red meat and blubber. Whale meat, whale blubber, walrus meat, walrus blubber, seal meat, seal blubber, bear meat, bear fat, and they don't have to worry about their cholesterol. What gives? Well, that's because they eat the stomach contents of the animals they kill, and they get their chromium and vanadium, and they get their copper and their magnesium and their selenium from the stomach contents, the krill and the algae that these animals eat. And they also eat salmon every day, either fresh or dried or smoked or salted. And this gives them the omega-3s, all of which keep their blood cholesterols down below 300 and prevents all this cardiovascular disease. And so my personal credo is a day without a hamburger is like a day without sunshine. Don't be scared about eating a quarter pounder a day or 2 eggs for breakfast every day. Salt your food to taste. Enjoy yourself like a real American should. And don't worry about your cholesterol. It's at the high end of normal. It just means you're sexier. Okay, it kind of leaves you speechless, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, they've got me on, am I allowed to say the medication?
Well, sure, what do you got, sir?
Lipitor, and I've only taken a half of a tablet because one of them really kind of zonked me out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to have the liver checked pretty regularly, too, to make sure I don't have damage there.
Yeah, well, that's one of the bad things about most of these cholesterol-reducing drugs is they cause either liver damage or blindness or both. And that's why they had to come in for a blood enzyme check and want to look in your eyes. And so any kind of time a drug is going to cause some life-threatening problem or have you lose any feature like hearing or vision, you want to get off of it as quickly as possible. And certainly your blood cholesterol at 270 to 280 is not at a life-threatening level. From 1200, I'd be a little more concerned. But again, the pig arthritis formula, twice a day for 90 days, cut it back to once a day for maintenance, and then enjoy life. Don't worry about it. There's never been a single study which shows that restricting salt prevents hypertension or high blood pressure. There's never been a single study which shows that eating eggs or cholesterol causes plugged arteries. It's just not so. And so relax, enjoy yourself, and don't be paranoid about your blood cholesterol.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey, you bet, Bob. You bet. All right. Yes. doctors, I have to tell you, doctors actually earned $117 billion, $117 billion just from cholesterol testing alone, and it didn't add 10 seconds to longevity. We're getting some faxes here. People want to know what that pig arthritis formula is. So let me just quickly tell you what the pig arthritis formula is. It goes like this. It's one of my legendary formulas. You know, veterinary formulas are designed to prevent and cure diseases in animals without drugs. And it goes like this. 5 ounces of calcium-enriched Minute Maid orange juice. Calcium-free, Minute Maid doesn't charge you for it. 1/2 ounce of the bulk powder or 6 to 12 capsules of the ultimate glucose gel. That's for the chondroitin sulfate, collagen, and glucosamine sulfate, which are the basic building blocks for the bone matrix, the cartilage, the ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, and bone. 1 ounce of the colloidal minerals, which is plant-derived colloidal minerals, 98% available and contains all 60 essential minerals. And then lastly and fourthly, 1 ounce of a liquid multiple containing 112 nutrients. You mix these four basic ingredients together, you get 7.5 ounces of mix, known as Dr. Wallach's Pig Arthritis Formula. You want to take it faithfully twice a day for 90 days, and then you can cut it to once a day for maintenance. I do get a lot of people say, well, Doc, how do I know I'm absorbing it? Well, normal human urine is clear or barely an amber color. If you're absorbing the pig arthritis formula, within 2 hours or 3 hours of consuming a dose of the pig arthritis formula, your urine is going to turn a fluorescent yellow. You know that you're absorbing it. So open your eyes and look before you flush the toilet. You'll know that it's working for you. How do you know that it is working for you? Well, make a list of all your health challenges. A neck that sounds like a bag full of gravel, loose teeth, receding gums, white, gray, or silver hair, liver spots, low back problems, high blood pressure, low blood sugar, diabetes. And then every 2 weeks, go through this list and see if any of them are getting better. And it's not unusual in 60 to 90 days to begin to see a trend. You'll actually see many of these getting better. You can recognize it. And when they're getting better, you know that it's working for you. And don't forget that you heard it right here with Dr. Joel Wallach. And we're going to be back with some more callers after these messages.
Well, how do you like that, folks? That opened your eyes a little bit. If you'd like to have more information about Dr. Wallach and his recommendations on how you can improve your own personal health, call 1-888-403-2405. That's 1-888-403-2405. And when you call, folks, the people there are just going to take your name, address, and phone number. So if you don't want to give any of those things, don't call. They can't give you advice. They're not there to talk about your health problems. They're there to take your name, address, and phone number so that you can get a big packet of information. And all of you, even those who called last night, your packets are on the way. I have streamlined this, so if you call tonight, your packet will be in the mail tomorrow morning. And you'll be getting it in just a few days. Some of you may get yours tomorrow if you live in Arizona. I don't know, but it's possible. Excuse me. Get some strange calls, too. I was told that one young fellow called in last night and wouldn't give any information and wanted to know if the FBI was listening. Well, I got to tell you, young fellow, if the FBI was listening, he knows who you are, because if they're listening, they also know what your phone number is. And if you're so concerned about the FBI, they're probably looking for you right now to find out what it was you were afraid of. But no, they're not listening. They don't care about whether or not you you are interested in Dr. Wallach's nutritional health products, and never will be. They've got more important things to deal with, like me. And I'm not at that phone number, and I don't have anything to do with that phone number, to tell you the truth, ladies and gentlemen. So call 1-888-403-2405. Now, later on when we take your calls, we're going to be answering your questions. And I'm going to try to answer them as honestly as I can about Dr. Wallach's nutritional mineral and vitamin products and other things here, so that you can get some idea of what we're talking about here. Now, the reason I'm so enthused about this, ladies and gentlemen, is I've been taking it for a while. And as with anything that I ever do, I am always skeptical. You know me. I don't believe what anybody tells me, unless they can prove it. And they couldn't prove what they were telling me. All they did was cite statistics and things that I could look up, and I could determine that Dr. Wallach was telling the truth about what nutritional deficiencies will cause what diseases and what kind of symptoms you'll have, and if you're suffering a lack of copper in your body, your hair will turn white, and all of these kinds of things. And everything that I checked that he said was true. And so I began to take the product. In fact, the one I'm taking is the pig arthritis formula. That's a heck of a name, isn't it? I really don't like that name, but the reason it's called the pig arthritis formula is because that's what they give to pigs on the farm to make sure pigs never get arthritis, so that the farmer doesn't suffer a loss of his, I mean, they don't give him, the pigs, these particular products, which are manufactured and made for human consumption, but they give the pigs the exact same things that are in these to keep pigs from developing arthritis, and if they have arthritis, to make it go away. And that's the most amazing thing about this. I've talked to people who live here, right here, in this valley where I live, ladies and gentlemen, who have been taking this for quite some time, about a year, as a matter of fact, and had really bad arthritis to the point where they were literally crippled, couldn't get around, couldn't do certain things with their fingers and hands, and now they're not anymore. And that's very easy to check, because you just go ask their neighbor if they're telling you the truth. And when their neighbor tells you, yeah, it's the damnedest thing I ever saw. I don't know what happened, but he's okay now. People who were diabetics, who used to take insulin all the time, had to take it. If they didn't take it, they could go into a bad, very bad state and end up in the hospital. Seriously in the hospital, in the critical care ward. And they're not taking insulin anymore. Now, I'm not going to tell you that this is going to be the same thing that's going to happen to you, because I don't know what's going to happen to you. I didn't know what was going to happen to me when I started taking this. Now, my hair has been turning white around the edges for quite some time now, and I haven't been taking it long enough to see if it really makes the white hair go away, and if I'm going to get my old, beautiful, curly black locks back. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'm watching to see if it will. I can tell you this. I knew that if these products were any good, they were going to help my eyesight, because, I don't know, about 2 or 3 years ago, I started taking what was called mineral toddy. It was made by some other company. And it was real thick and brown and tasted terrible. But a good friend of mine, Bart in California, who helped us, by the way, begin Veritas newspaper. If it wasn't for him, there would never have been one, him and Mike and Sharon. But he sent me this stuff because he knew that my health was bad. And he knew that I had these terrible pains in my legs. He knew my eyesight was failing. He knew a lot of things were going on. And so did a lot of my friends. And they were all sending me stuff. And I would try them. And I tried the mineral toddy that Bart sent me. And my eyesight started getting better. Now, nothing else got better, but my eyesight started getting better. So I knew just from that I had some kind of a mineral deficiency. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know why my eyesight was getting better. But it really didn't do much else for me. And the next time when I ordered some for myself, and when it came in, it had been cut. It was no longer the thick, brown, gooey, bad-tasting stuff that Bart had sent me. It was like water with a drop of brown food coloring in it. So I took it anyway. But what happened was I got a bad case of diarrhea, and my eyesight started getting worse again. Didn't continue to get better, and it didn't stay like with the improvement. So I just stopped taking it altogether. And my health has been deteriorating for a long time. I mean, I deal with some just the subjects that I deal with, the research that I do is enough to, if there's such a thing as your mind affects your body, it's reading about all these terrible things and dealing with all these terrible things. I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not, but over the past few years, my health has just been getting worse and worse and worse. And I'm sure it has everything in the world to do with nutrition. Especially knowing that our soil has been depleted of minerals, and the United States government knew this as far back as 1936, and printed it in a United States Senate report that was read before the Senate in an investigation of our agricultural capabilities and a lot of other things. We all know what's been happening to our food. We all know what people are putting in it and how screwed up it is. And I look back at my great-grandmother and great-grandfather. They lived on a farm in Oklahoma that they staked out in the opening of the Cherokee Strip, the Oklahoma Land Rush, built that farmhouse. And, you know, everything that they ate, they raised. They made their own bread. They drank well water from their own well. They butchered their own cattle and pigs and chickens and all of that kind of stuff. They drank whole milk. My grandmother separated the cream and used that to make pies and whipped cream and butter. She made her own butter. And everybody in my family, up until modern times, even my grandfather and my grandmother on my mother's side, these people lived to old, and I mean real old age, up in their 80s and into their 90s. And that's unusual nowadays. So, you know, I couldn't understand when all of a sudden they're telling me that everything that these people ate all their life, when they lived to be 86, 87, 89, 94, they're telling me that what they were eating is going to kill me. And I look around, I see all these people who are paying attention to this. And they're just eating vegetables and they're eating margarine instead of butter and all this kind of stuff. They're dying. And my health is suffering. You know, nobody in my family ever had the health problems that this generation is having. And so there's something seriously wrong with what we're eating and maybe with what we're not eating. You know, see, I don't see anything wrong with all of those things that my great-grandparents were eating because they were natural. They were the things that God made, not what man made. And they were healthy. And they worked. Nobody ever had a tremendous debilitating sickness or illness. It just didn't happen. But now it's changed. I mean, it's really changed. And so we need to do something about it. Well, I started taking Dr. Wallach's products, the pig arthritis formula, to tell you the truth. And what that consists of is a bottle of Ultimate Virgin Earth, and a bottle of the earth minerals, and the, let me see, where's it at, the EFA capsules, and the glucose gel. That's what it is. And, you know, if you take a bunch of it, it'll last you a month. If you, and that's, you know, when you first start off, you've got to do that. You've got to take more than normal. Well, I started off against the recommendation. I cut in half what I was told I was supposed to take for a while, and, even having it halved, you know, just to see what kind of effect it was going to have on me, I started feeling better. I got my old energy back, folks. I feel energized. I remember listening to Billy Goodman late one night when he had his broadcast on KVEG out of Las Vegas. I was listening to him, and he was playing with this Tesla coil. And the sparks were jumping out of his fingers and stuff, and he just got all excited, and all of a sudden he just yelled into the microphone. He said, "I feel electrified, folks. I feel electrified." And he was a great showman. But, you know, that's the way I feel. I feel electrified. I feel renewed. I feel regenerated. I feel really full of energy. I don't get sleepy after I eat a big meal now. I don't even get sleepy. I'm not, there was a time when I used to work late into the night, sometimes 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'd go to bed for just a few short hours and get up and work all day and then late into the night at 2 or 3 in the morning. And a lot of you know that because that's when we used to have some of our best conversations was during that time when nobody would interrupt us. And that's when I could do my best work. And then all of a sudden, one day I couldn't do it anymore. And I could stay up till like maybe midnight. And then a little while later, it was 10:30. And then it was like 9:30, and then all of a sudden, I was getting really sleepy and tired, and my legs were just in excruciating pain right around 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. And that's when I had to just call it quits and go to bed. And when I pushed it, believe me, folks, I suffered terribly the next day. Well, I don't have any pain in my legs anymore. My eyesight is improved so much. I am just so happy, and I feel so good. I can't find words adequate enough to tell you how much Dr. Wallach has helped me. And I just got through talking to him, as a matter of fact, about an hour ago on the telephone, maybe an hour and a half before the broadcast. And we're trying to arrange it so that he can appear live in studio right here with us in January for one or two nights in order to take some of your questions over the phone. And we're going to try very hard to make that happen. He's told me that he's going to do everything he can to clear his schedule and get here. And I hope that that's what we're going to do. In the meantime, how this all started with the radio show is that I like these products so much, I was going to advertise on this radio show Dr. Wallach's products as a sponsor. And then we found out that he does a syndicate. We were going to air his radio show. We were going to purchase extra airtime, and I talked to WBCQ about it, and we were going to air his radio broadcast. And then we found out we couldn't get it live because it requires a DSS dish and all kinds of decoding equipment and all kinds of stuff that we cannot afford and never will be able to afford. It's something professional radio stations, you know, the big time that, you know, spend $1 million for their equipment. That's the kind of stuff that they have and we can't get and we'll never be able to afford. So we got permission to use portions of his tapes. And then it was put to me that, hey, you know, we were going to just advertise on your show and we were going to do all the work and all the calls and all the everything and you'd just be paid a fee based upon the amount of business that we obtained from the advertising, which is a novel way to do it. But, you know, when you need money to air your broadcast, you look at all different kinds of things to stay on the air. And then it was put to me that we could become, just like you can if you want to, you can either become a preferred customer and purchase the product at wholesale prices, or you can do what we're doing and become a distributor. And if you become a distributor, then you get a portion of the sales of anybody that you sell to or anybody that you sign up that sells below you, sort of like multi-level marketing. So that's what we're doing. And so I'm just telling you what we're doing. I'm not, you know, doing anything other than that right now. This is all for your education and information. And later, when we begin to take your calls, if you want to know anything more than that, then we'll have to go off the air here in the Round Valley because we cannot do selling of anything on 98.5 FM because it's a nonprofit community service radio station. We can help educate the people about their health by playing Dr. Wallach's portions of his tapes and things, but we cannot sell on that station and will not. Never have, never will, and unless it's an accident, somebody, you know, and if that happens, it is an accident because we certainly don't intend to if we accidentally say something about a price of something and get into that end. But that's why we haven't done it so far. We didn't want to cut the Round Valley out of the education about these health matters from Dr. Wallach and about their need for vitamins and minerals and things like that. But that's where we're at right now. And all of you have been listening to this radio broadcast know for many years that if I did not find that these nutritional supplements were really doing what they're supposed to do, I wouldn't even allow a caller to mention them on the air. That's the way I am. Everything is researched. Everything is checked out. If it doesn't work, you never hear a thing about it on this radio show. Unless somebody asks, you know, what we think of it, then we might give an opinion. So don't go away. We'll be right back after this short pause, and then we'll take your calls and answer whatever questions you may have to the best of my ability. And if you ask questions that get into that area that we're not supposed to talk about on 98.5, then we'll go off the air on 98.5 so that I can answer your questions.
When I became of age, my mother called me aside. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a handout, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
The number is 520-333-4578. 520-333-4578. Once again, 520-333-4578. Phones are open. We'll stick just strictly to the topic of Dr. Wallach and what he can do for us. Once again, folks, the number is 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. I'm going to do my best to answer any of the questions that you might have about Dr. Wallach or his colloidal minerals, plant-derived, every single one of them, vitamins and nutritional supplements that have so done so much to make me feel so much better that it's almost unbelievable. And somebody, I understand, called Tim and thought it was unbelievable. But folks, you know, if you want to make a trip out here and talk to my neighbors and people who know me and for a long, long time and watch me... Just the other day, I was chasing Annie, running, chasing her while she was riding the bicycle. And I haven't run in so many years, I can't even remember the last time that it was. Long, long time ago. And I'm an amputee, but that doesn't stop you from running if you're in good health. But for so long, my legs have been in such pain that I couldn't run. I could just barely stand up and hobble around and do that without, making everybody miserable by mainly, not complaining about it all the time. But everybody knew. You can't fake something like that, folks. It's just absolutely impossible. Everybody who was at the conference knows about it and understands. You know, they saw it. They were there. They saw how painful my legs became as the day went by, went on. And I'll tell you something else, too. You know, I'm drinking tea during the broadcast. I've never done that before. I usually drink water, and I only, you know, take little sips to keep my mouth from drying out. I've drank, so far about 9/10 of a cup of tea. And normally I wouldn't be able to do that, folks, for a whole hour. I wouldn't be able to drink a cup of tea without having to have somebody jump in here for a few minutes so I could make a little run to the bathroom. And that doesn't happen now. I almost finished this cup of tea. I have no urge whatsoever in that regard, and don't believe that I will for the remainder of this whole hour. For those of you who have been calling and asking about Doyle is now the cable guy. So, Doyle's working, and unfortunately, his work carries him into the time of this broadcast, so that sometimes he doesn't get home until after the broadcast, and sometimes he comes in during the broadcast, but I don't know that he's even here. He may be here right now. If he is, Doyle, come in and say hello to everybody, because a lot of people have been missing you. And if he doesn't come in after I've said that, because I know he would be listening, then that means he's not here. He's not home yet. Just as simple as that. But Doyle is now the cable guy. Well, I guess nobody has any questions that they want to call in and clarify or ask about. And pretty soon you're going to get your package in the mail anyway. So I don't know what to do with the rest of this hour, because that's what we had planned. And I was being told that so many people were calling the number that we've given out in order to ask questions, that many of you would want to take advantage of an opportunity to do exactly that. And so either there's something wrong with the phone lines again, which happens occasionally, or nobody is interested in asking any questions about any of these things tonight. And as you just heard that, we have a dial tone on the phone, so I don't know if it's the phone or not. But all of you who have been asking a lot of questions about Dr. Wallach and about colloidal minerals and vitamins and things like that, this is your chance to get some answers. I've got everything spread out here in front of me, and can do that for you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Dennis in North Carolina.
Hi, Dennis.
Bill, I just want to give you thanks from the bottom of my heart for what you're doing for all these freedom-loving people.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. My question is, on the colloidal minerals, the source of them, and I know they're ancient, come from some kind of ancient deposit, but what state and how they're processed and anything like that.
Okay, let me answer that for you, because that's a question I understand a lot of people have been asking. Colloidal minerals have been consumed in this country as a bottle supplement since, I guess, around 1926. The products that Dr. Wallach has, in fact, the colloidal minerals are called virgin earth plant-derived minerals. They're plant-derived colloidal minerals in solution, and this solution contains 77 minerals in their unaltered, organically bound colloidal form. That means not in a mineral form. Mineral form is not the way that human beings are supposed to ingest, not mineral form, but metallic form. They're not in a metallic form. They're in an organically bound colloidal form, which is the process that plants use when they take these minerals out of the ground to use them in their own development. So if you take metallic colloidal minerals, it's different, and your body tends to reject them. And not only that, but metals, when they get into your stomach in metallic form, are altered drastically by the hydrochloric acid, which is in your stomach. Now, we've had some calls. Some people really got upset when I talked about that the other night, but it's absolutely true. and you can pick up any, not even high school. I'd say junior high school science textbook, and you can read what happens when metals come in contact with acids of all different sorts. So if they're organically bound, it's different than being metallic in nature. And when you make colloidal minerals using metal electrodes, you're creating a metallic colloidal solution. Now, it's not bad to use that because you can swish it around in your mouth and it will be absorbed through the membranes of your mouth and your gums, and you can gargle with it and it will cure sore throats, it'll cure infected gums and mouth diseases, and it will help you in your esophagus, but when it hits the stomach, it will turn in, for instance, colloidal silver. When it hits the stomach and is mixed with hydrochloric acid, it will turn into one of three different silver salts, either silver chloride, silver chlorate, or silver chlorite. And these are not the things that the body needs to be able to use silver. You need silver as a mineral in your body. So you need plant-derived, organically bound, colloidal form of these minerals. And the ones that are used here are leached from a prehistoric plant material known as humic shale. This is when the plant material dies and it just piles up over many years, and then it's compressed in the strata of the soil and it becomes a shale. It's called humic shale. And this particular humic shale comes from southeastern Utah. Now, humic shale is pulverized, and they put it in a large food-grade vats, and they submerge it in purified cool water, and it's allowed to leach naturally and undisturbed over a long period of time. And during this period of time, the plant-derived minerals blend in with the water to form an organic colloidal concentrate that Dr. Wallach calls virgin earth. Now, it depends on whose research you're looking at. You know, you can go out and find all different kinds of things. There may be as many as 60 essential minerals. By definition, if any of these essential minerals are missing from our diet, disease or even death can occur. I'm sure you understand that. Do you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Minerals never, ever occurred in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth anywhere, but rather were and still are found in veins. It was always a gamble when you went out to look for minerals, what minerals and how much of any, if you found any, that you would ever find in any given mining field or mineral deposit area. And so it's always been a throw of the dice who gets what kind of diseases. And if you check around the country, in any country, you'll find that people who live in different regions of different countries get different diseases, and I'm talking about diseases that are specifically caused by mineral or vitamin deficiencies. And it depends upon the amount of minerals in the soil where they raise their crops that they convert into their bread or their salads or however they're eating their plants, and all kinds of different things. But basically, that's why someone in one state may have, in fact, people who live in one specific area may have healthy teeth and never have a filling for their whole life, and somebody who lives in another area, their teeth may be falling out when they're, 42. So all of these things, of course, come into play. Unfortunately, when we depend upon natural sources for our food, back in prehistoric days, we might have been able to get away with that, but not anymore. To eliminate random mineral deficiency disease in livestock, the agricultural industry added minerals and trace minerals to feed pellets so that every time an animal ate their food, they got the optimal levels of minerals. Now, humans don't do that. Humans have historically been told that you can get everything you need from your four food groups. You remember what the four food groups are?
Bread, cereals, milk, whole grains,
I can hardly hear you. You need to talk real loud.
Okay, sorry about that. Well, bread, cereals, meats, milk, vegetables.
Okay. And but it's not true. Today we cannot get everything that we need from those four food groups. And in fact, no matter how much of that we eat from those four food groups, we are still starving nutritionally. Our bodies are literally craving things that it's not getting. And we've used just nothing but fertilizer to put back in the soil, and that's always been nitrogen, potassium, and what's the other one? Phosphate. And that's been for over 100 years. And that's just to get the maximum yield, not the nutritional value. So most of what we're eating is just totally depleted. The soils are depleted, and so the plants are depleted. So we're exhausted of organic material, and we're depleted of essential minerals. And so it's more important now than it ever was to supplement our diets with minerals and vitamins, by the way, and other essential nutritional supplements that we need, that we absolutely must have. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. And I appreciate the time for you, and I'm going to get off the line and hope somebody else can get in here, and God bless you, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your call.
Okay, good day.
520-333-4578 is the number. See, I bet you guys didn't think that I could answer your question. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. This is Bob from Kentucky.
Hi, Bob.
Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Like you just said about the soils being depleted and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And where we live here, the soil is pretty rich in lime and other minerals, so much so sometimes that your faucet gets ladled with all kinds of sediments and whatnot. But a lot of people here, I know my wife's family has a lot of vitamin deficiencies and mineral deficiencies, obviously, because they basically live at the hospital, some of them do.
That is really sad. And, you know, when I found out that what's in these things and that they really do work and that they've improved my health so much more, it was just beyond my capability to understand how this could be. And how is it so many people are out there suffering so much? And that's why we decided to do this.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate that. There's a lot of, I listen to shortwave quite a bit. And, of course, as you probably well know, there's all kinds of people hawking different materials and items and whatever. But the mineral thing just seems to make common sense. You know, it seems to, since we are basically organic ourselves, that makes more sense than anything synthetic or whatever.
Well, it's absolutely true. And by the way, some of those people out there who are, as you say, hawking other things are telling you the truth. And some of those things are really good. Others, and I would have to say probably the majority, are not.
Now, I've been listening to shortwave now for pretty avidly for about 3 years. And you get a lot of definitely differing viewpoints from what you normally read in the newspaper or see on television. And I'm a government employee myself, and sometimes you talk to fellow coworkers and whatever, and they give you that glazed look whenever you bring something like this up, you know, because while you're talking about it, they're chomping down on a hamburger from McDonald's or something like that.
Uh-huh. Well, according to Dr. Wallach, a hamburger from McDonald's doesn't hurt you a bit.
Well, I eat quite a few myself, and I'm probably healthier for it.
Well, I do too, but not from McDonald's.
Well,
I like their fries. Their fries are good.
If you get them and the grease ain't old.
Yeah, well, but then Dr. Wallach told me not to eat anything fried in grease.
Yeah. What's the spelling of his last name?
W-A-L-L-A-C-H.
A-C-H.
Yeah, I just talked to him about, I guess it's almost 2 hours ago now.
Number was, again, 888?
Well, it's not his number, but it's where you can leave your name and address and phone number so that we can make sure that you get the information that you need.
Okay.
It's 1-888-403-2405.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got that correctly.
Okay.
And before I go, I just want to tell you that I really enjoyed when you first came on and had a full 3 hours, and I understand the constraints financially and whatnot, but
Well, I enjoyed it too, but 3 hours proved to be absolutely beyond our financial capability and apparently beyond the willingness of the listening audience to support this broadcast. So we cut back to two, and then the Voice of America overrode the second hour.
Right.
And I'm not going to pay for airtime that where nobody can hear us.
I wouldn't either, because really, here in Central Kentucky, at about 49 after the hour, apparently is when VOA starts to key up their transmitter, because I get a lot of fluttering and like auroral type info.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
And then, you know, about 58 after the hour, they start playing Yankee Doodle Dandy or whatever it is they play, and gets a little aggravating, especially when you're at the end of your hour and you're trying to give out pertinent information, phone numbers or whatever.
Uh-huh.
All you can hear is, you know.
Oh, I understand.
But, yeah, my job took me out to Oklahoma a couple of months ago, and I took my radio with me, and reception out there wasn't too bad. It was a little tenuous on some nights, but that's when I first started noticing VOA interrupted in your second hour.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're out of time.
Okay.
I wish we weren't, but we are.
Thank you. I'll let you go.
You're welcome.
Good show.
And all of you who called in, and thanks for calling, by the way.
Bye-bye.
All of those of you who called in and asked for your information pack, it's in the mail. It's on the way to you now. You can watch for it in your mailbox. And if you have any questions about any of it, you can call me personally at the number there between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Don't call me earlier than that, and don't call me later than that, and don't call me on the weekends unless it's an emergency. Between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, I'll be here to answer any questions that you may have about that information packet that you received, and I will do my best to answer your questions and help you out any way I can. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountains should tumble, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by.